Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name, your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. And we spell that, as always, H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Connie Fusella, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, let me give you a couple of quick updates. On August 10th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, we have the Visionary Explorers Group. And the Visionary Explorers Group was created explicitly to explore non-physical realities, subtle body experiences, after-death communications, and unexplained visionary experiences. Members are curious about these phenomena and are committed to exploring their roots and implications regarding our physical existence. Members share, reflect, and exchange thoughts about some of their experiences and areas of interest and curiosity. This is not a grief support group, counseling, or therapy group. The Visionary Explorers Group is a joint project of the Forever Family Foundation and the Cadillac Center. To be eligible, attendees must be a member of the Forever Family Foundation. The group meets online on the second Saturday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. For more information, please email Kim Saavedra at visions@camlac.com, and that's spelled K-A-M-L-A-K. Then on January 17th of next year, 2025, we have our winter grief retreat. This retreat is open to all people who have suffered the loss of a loved one. There will be another retreat held in Florida from April 11th to April 13th, and that will be only for parents who have lost children, and I'll announce that a few more times between now and then on this radio show. And I'm sure the foundation will talk about it a little bit more as well. This retreat was featured in the Netflix series Surviving Death. This is a very special all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat features a cast of extraordinary mediums and will feature a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open the mind to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. This retreat will be limited to a maximum of 54 attendees, and smaller breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And if you haven't checked out that Netflix documentary, Surviving Death, yet, please check it out. Some really, really good stuff in there. And Forever Family is Foundation is very heavily featured, and I believe it's episode 4 or 5. Don't quote me on that one, but it's one of those two. Okay, so let's get to the show. We'll be opening the phone lines in just a few minutes, and we do look forward to your calls. But first, let me introduce our guest. Our guest tonight, one of my favorite guests on this show, is Connie Fusella. She's a certified medium with Forever Family Foundation who has had spiritual awareness and experiences since she was a small child. In her early 20s, an allergic reaction to medication led to a near-death experience, which intensified her intuitive abilities. This was the catalyst that inspired her to seek out knowledge and explore mediumship. Throughout the years, she found that her readings became increasingly detailed and frequently felt the presence of those in spirit bringing her their names, how they passed, and specific details. She realized that her readings were becoming mediumistic versus psychic and knew that she had to further educate herself on communicating with those in spirit. Continual self-improvement and training enabled her to develop into a credible evidential medium. So without further ado, hi, Connie. Welcome back.
Hi, glad to be here.
I'm happy you agreed. The third time, we're very blessed to have you. You did it last month too, right? When I was away?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did. All right, very good. So everyone knows who you are now. you're a staple on the show. Very good. All right, well, we have some time to chat with each other while everyone listens here. So Connie, you know, you and I have done in the past few years since you got certified, what, 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
3 years ago, right.
3 years ago. So we've done a few retreats together already, the grief retreats. So I just wanted to ask you, because I know what my favorite parts of the retreat are. But for those listening who might want to go to them and aren't sure or want to know from our perspective, like what we offer, what we like, what we don't like, well, maybe not what we don't like. So what's your insights on that? What are your favorite parts of the retreat? You know, if you had to tell people kind of what, from our point of view, what we do, you know, what would you say?
Right. Well, first of all, selfishly, I have to say, you know, for me, I love going to the retreats because I get to meet like my fellow certified mediums like you and the other ones and, you know, right. bounce ideas off. And, you know, sometimes, you know, where I am, I'm sort of isolated in the middle of nowhere. So I don't have that right. neighbor of people around me. So I like that selfishly for that purpose.
Same.
But for For generally speaking, you know, I love getting in front of groups. So I love, you know, doing the group demonstrations, and having the different groups. Usually I do the three groups, two on Saturday and one on Sunday, and getting to meet the different people. But really right. the clincher for me is the end of the retreat, where, you know, we'll stand in a circle and everybody goes around and kind of says, you know, what they came here hoping to expect or get out of the retreat and then what they're leaving with. And it's during that time where you see such an incredible transformation, even just in facial expressions, you know, body posture, just the transformation of from the weekend of working, you know, with the mediums and the other great facilitators that we have and the different classes and things that they go through, that they've just, you know, came with such heavy hearts and they're leaving just so much lighter and with tools that they can, you know, now be equipped with to help manage their grief and know how to look for signs from their loved ones and just having that, you know, the mediumship sessions where, you know, their loved ones came through and they know that, you know, they know their loved ones are still with them. So there's just so many great parts of the retreat. It's so hard to say what's the favorite, but you know, if I had to pinpoint it to the one, you know, it's the end where you truly can see that transformation in the grief process.
I agree, actually, other than the wine and cheese, which I do love as well. every now and again, I'll overdo it on the wine and cheese. But I'm joking. But yes, no, that is really the best part is sort of seeing, like you said, like people come in, even their posture, you know, you'll see some people come in on the Friday night and you're just like, oh my goodness, you know, and so everyone knows, you know, if you don't assume, we don't know anything about anyone. We're not told anything. Honestly, we kind of hide from the guests for a good chunk of the weekend,
right.
Until, you know, if you're the medium who does the big groups, cause there'll be four mediums there and one of us will do, you know, read the whole group two nights in a row. And then the other three mediums will do the smaller breakout sessions. And, you know, unless you've had someone in your breakout session or you're done with your groups, we kind of run away from everyone. So, you know, if you come, please don't be offended if we kind of avoid you. Cause it's for the evidence, that's kind of why we do it. But you know, just kind of seeing people. And then once you know their story, you've read them or they've been in the group and they start to open up and stuff. And you just see how the weekend really transforms some of their grief. And you know, it's not going to help everything permanently. Right. You know, but it is a step
right.
in the right direction. And for some people, I mean, I've had people over the years tell me it was a huge turning point and it helped them so much. And it really was the thing that they needed to really feel that their son or daughter or husband or wife or whoever, you know, is still there with them. And it really, really can help so much. And actually, not to talk too much because I know you are the guest on the show, but I haven't been here in like 3 months, so I'm gonna talk a little. So I'll actually, which I'm sure you agree with too, some of what really helps people, and I'll share a story in just a second from this past grief retreat, this last weekend, watching other people get readings too. Even if you're one of the people who maybe only got a very short reading or didn't really get anything at all, watching right. other people get readings, like, you know, because we don't know who anybody is. So, you know, if you're sitting right. in a room with someone and they're, you know, getting all this amazing evidence, even though it might not be directed at you and you don't get that form of healing, if you are someone who's a little more skeptical or somebody who, you know, isn't sure about it, watching someone else get an insanely evidential reading, especially if it's someone you connected with and you know some of their story, and then this medium just comes out, you know, from nowhere with messages from somebody's, again, son, father, whoever, it really can be so helpful to the person, you know.
Absolutely.
So that's why, you know, some people wonder, like, well, why is it all done in a group? What's the benefit of a group versus, you know, a private? And you know, private readings are, they can't be replaced, but groups have their place as well. Right. I think for that reason. And then just really quickly, I'll share something from this weekend. So I was doing the big groups, and I try to be as evidential as possible. I think everyone who listens to the show knows that about me. So I just walked past this woman and I said, your husband's passed, and he said that he loves you, which is a nice message, but there's really no validation there. And I kind of was embarrassed because I'm in front of the whole retreat and I'm like, they're all going to think that I'm like, you know, running out of steam and I'm just like making stuff up now. So long story short, right before that, this woman had done, we did the fire ceremony at the Connecticut retreat. We have like a little bonfire and you'll burn a piece of wood. And everyone was asked to write a message they want to give someone in spirit and what they want the person in spirit to say to them. And when mm-hmm. I gave the woman, you know, this message in the group, she said, well, what the hell? Like, why does my husband want to say anything else to me? And I felt kind of bad. And then after the fact at the wine and cheese thing, someone had said to her, well, what did you write on your piece of wood? And the woman said, oh my God, she said, I asked my husband, she said, I told him as I was writing, I love you. The only thing I want you to tell me is that you love me. So I said, what a great validation. You know what I mean? So it's nice to have people share those stories too. And I was so grateful to this woman, because I really left kind of, there was the one moment in the group where I was like, oh man, like this is so not, you know, the kind of reading I give. So, right. You know, from an ego standpoint, I was like, thank God she told everybody. But it really was such a nice validation, you know, for everyone to kind of see how these things work. Right.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's the grief retreat. That's what we like. We like to connect with each other, but also with all of you. And it really can help so much. And I think, you know, I could speak for both of us when I say I've never been to a retreat where, you know, at least 10 people haven't made a kind of a huge turnaround over the weekend. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, it really does benefit a lot of people. So come hang out with me and Connie. we're at a bunch of retreats, separately and together. It'll be, if nothing else, an interesting experience. So Connie, real quick before we go to the callers, are you going to be anywhere in person? Are you teaching any classes anywhere where people can come see you in person or online?
Yeah, sure. I do teach personal classes of myself, for myself, you know, through my own business, and then also through the Journey Within. So I'm hoping to get some more on the calendar. I just finished up one last month. And then I have an event in Venice, Florida on August 4th at the Self Care Center. So you can go online and get tickets there if you're interested. And then I'll be at the IANS, International Association for Near Death Studies, in the end of August. Out there in Phoenix, because I'll be I'm one of the presenters chosen to present my story on my near-death experiences, because I've had three, which is a little unusual.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. And then I'll be seeing you in October in California at the grief retreat in San Jose.
We will be there.
And then I'm hoping to be a very nice event at the Kooning Hackett Theater in Poughkeepsie, New York on November 1st. So I'll be advertising that probably around September, you know, on my social media and website to get tickets for that.
Awesome. So all this stuff everyone can find on your website and like Instagram and stuff?
My social media. Mm-hmm. And okay. And the other thing that just so two more exciting things is about a week ago I became certified with the Helping Parents Heal organization as well.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. And then I just finished writing my book, and that will be going to the editors hopefully by the weekend.
Oh, you've been very busy since the last time I saw you. That's awesome.
I'm telling you. Yeah. No rest for the weary. But yeah, so I've got a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, awesome. All right. Well, if everyone, you know, wants to keep in touch with Connie and see what she's up to, her website is www.meaningfulmessages.info. Or you could just, it's Connie Fusella on Instagram, right?
Right. Psychic medium Connie Fusella.
Got it. Okay. So you can look her up there and keep track, because we got a busy gal on our hands. Awesome. Okay, cool. So let's get to our phone lines. Are you ready to take some calls?
I'm ready.
All right, cool. So before we take our first caller, as always, if we take your call on air, I'll call out to you by your first name and you can let us know if you'd like to have a connection with Spirit, and Connie will do a mini reading for you. Or if you have a question for us instead, we're always happy to answer your questions. Okay, so first up, we have Charlie from New York. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Joe. Hey, Connie.
How are
you? I hope you're doing both well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
we're
doing all right. All right, Charlie, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
With Spirit, and I have one question. I hope that would be okay.
All right, if Spirit. It's a fast question, you want to do the question first?
It could be a fast question. I hope I wanted to know whether we'll be living in a democratic country in January.
Oh, well, that I have
a nice fast question.
I'm not too sure about, I'll be honest. I haven't gotten any insights about that one. I don't know if you have, Connie. Okay.
No, I typically don't do the political thing.
Okay.
But if I hear anything, I'll find you. Or I'll post
thank
about
you.
It. Okay, Charlie, I'll turn you over to Connie for the reading.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Connie. I'm so glad to be here tonight and part of the show.
Good. Yeah, great. Well, you've got a bunch of people in Spirit. So first I want to talk about Mom in Spirit. You understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yeah. So she lets me know that, you know, she's fairly healthy most of her life, but I find that she's passing like, you know, between 78 and 87. I don't think she quite made it to her late 80s. Does that make sense to you?
Exactly. It was 79.
Yeah. And she's letting me know, she's giving me the number 3. So are you one of 3 children?
Correct.
Yeah. And she's also letting me know that there's a name connected as in I feel like there's a name like Catherine. Do you understand that name?
Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not getting it, but I'll think about it as we go along.
That's okay. So let me tell you, she's showing me a cat, which typically means my name with Catherine, but did she have a cat that passed?
She? No.
Okay. Well, there's a cat with her, so I'm going to leave it at that if you don't understand the name. So it's either yours or hers and Spirit, okay? Okay, perfect.
I had lots of cats.
Okay, great. Yep. So she's showing me. I know there's at least one cat with her waiting for you then. And your dad is also passed?
Oh, wonderful. Yes, he passed.
Yeah. Did your dad have a military connection?
Yes.
Yeah. Was he in the Army?
No.
Okay. Sometimes I get that wrong. But he is also showing me that his father also was in the military as well. You understand that?
No, I don't go far back to know about Grandpa. I don't know, but I don't.
Okay, I have another gentleman standing next to your dad that's a little bit older than him and also tells me he was in the military. So I don't know if that could be possibly father-in-law.
Yes, it could be.
Okay, perfect. Yep, they both feel like fathers to me. So now
it's
very
accurate,
want to talk,
Connie.
Thank you. I also want to talk about, Charlie, that there is a gentleman here that I feel like passed a little bit younger. So right now is that he comes closer. I'm going to put him under 60. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a son that passed?
No.
Okay. Let me just get him to come a little closer. So I have a feeling with this gentleman that there's something unexpected about his passing, because I feel like this happened pretty quick.
Does
that make sense?
I can't place. I would like to ask you, can you place it as a friend or family?
I feel like as he's coming closer, I feel like this is a friend, actually.
I think I know who it is.
Okay. And he's letting me know that there's something that came, you know, sort of unexpectedly. So he did pass from illness, but I kind of feel like this is something where something took him by surprise, like a diagnosis that was pretty progressed and then something happens quickly. That makes sense?
It could be, but I don't know the details, because if it's the person I think that it is, we had not stayed in touch at his passing.
Okay,
so I'm not
that's
sure.
Fine. So he knows about you, and I do feel like it's a, you know, a connection. Now, do you understand a name like Bill or William?
I do.
Okay. Who is that to you? Because I hear that name being shouted out around you.
That's, I don't know if it's someone on this side or the other side that you're getting.
I feel like it's on the other side. Mm-hmm.
I don't know William on the other side.
Okay, that's okay. I'm hearing, that's okay. If you understand it for somebody here, that's fine. I'm hearing that name being shouted out around you. But I want to go back to my your mom for a second here. She's showing me the month of September is significant for a birthday, passing, and or anniversary. Do you understand that?
Yes, you're right on. September is the month she was born.
Perfect. Okay. And she also wants to give me June as important.
About a minute left.
June?
Yep.
Yes. Yes, I understand June.
Perfect. Okay. I just want to say, you know, both your parents are here. They're very, very much around you. And as I'm looking at it, your mother is bringing more cats, and there's at least 5 or 6 cats around her.
That's correct.
Yeah. So she's showing me that very, very, very much sending a lot of love to you. And your dad is here as well. But it's your mom that wants to be to do the talking. So I feel like that's true that her personalities. You understand that?
That's absolutely on the money.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to leave both of them with their love. You have a good night now.
Thank you, Connie. Thanks for everything. And Joe,
thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling and listening.
Have a good evening.
Okay. You too. Take care. Okay, very good. As always, Connie, you're on a roll. All right. Next up, we have Michelle from Massachusetts. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Connie. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good. Hi.
Good.
Good. So, Michelle, did you want to ask us a question, or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
I wanted to make a connection with Spirit about a specific question that I've been wrestling with.
Okay, well, we'll turn you over to Connie, and we'll see what comes up. Okay.
Right.
Hi,
all right.
Perfect. I'll do my best, Michelle, but I can only give you what they're giving me. Okay.
Of course. I understand. Okay. Go ahead.
You have a mom in Spirit?
I do.
Okay. She's coming forward, and I believe this is the person you want to ask the question of, correct?
My whole family is on the other side, so it really could be any of them.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so your mom is coming through. She wants to first of all thank you, you know, for the care that you gave her while she was transitioning. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, she's coming through with a lot of gratitude and love for you, but there's a question about a home. You understand that?
You got it.
Yeah. So she's telling you, I don't know. I feel like if you're trying to sell the home and she's saying, you know, she's showing me my symbol for sell the home or get rid of a home.
Well, the issue is there are multiple homes, and my question is about the one large home on the beach.
Okay. She's showing me like she's giving me my symbol for like erase, like it's okay to sell them all.
Okay. Because that home was the pride and joy of my family. And unfortunately, at this point, it will be a gigantic renovation project, but it does have value. And I'm just trying to decide, should I go through the, you know, 2-year renovation project and or look for something else that's, you know, already done.
Yep. I feel honestly the way that she's showing it to me. And, you know, I know that you have feelings for this home, but, you know, in transitioning, we leave all human feelings and emotions and attachment to things behind. And from a practical point of view, your mom is saying it's okay to let it go, because I feel like you're talking about renovations and she's showing me there's much more there than you are anticipating. Make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So I feel like she's saying in the practical sense, it's better to let this go and you know, use your money more wisely into something else that doesn't need as much work.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Your mom also gives me the month of May as important.
May, my daughter's birthday month.
There you go. Okay. And who is Fran or Frank or Francis?
Frank was my grandmother's husband.
Okay. I don't know why he's shouting out his name. So he's saying hello.
Well, I'm in the midst of just spelling. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right now, I just sold the house that was my grandmother and Frank's. So that might be why he's
giving
a shout out.
Well, there's the connection. So they're watching over that. And I'm telling you, I'm getting the big thumbs up. They're in agreement with everything that you're doing.
Okay. Okay. How's my mom doing? Okay on the other side?
She's doing fantastic. She was a good cook, I understand. She's showing me like casseroles, like crock pot, like that type of meals, not like, you know, gourmet stuff. Does that make sense?
Not so much.
Okay, then who is this woman? Who are they referring to? Are they referring to you? Because I'm hearing good cook.
About a minute left.
Okay. That might have been my great-grandmother, actually. My mom's grandmother.
Got you. Is there a Mary or a Marie?
My mom's name is Marion.
There you go. Yep, that's her. She's making herself known. So that would just tell me if the good cook, that's letting me know that she's with your grandmother as well.
I see.
All right. Well, best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Michelle. Thanks for calling.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Awesome. All right. Next up, we have Debbie from California. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Connie. How are you?
Hi.
Debbie,
doing
good.
Thanks. Doing good. So, Debbie, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
A connection with Spirit, please.
Okay, great.
Okay, great. How are you doing tonight, Debbie?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Debbie, do you understand a younger male in spirit passing under the age of 40?
No.
Okay. Let me just keep this gentleman to the side. I might be a little
close.
Bit up on the age. I'm sorry?
Yeah, close, but not under.
Okay, I was going to say, I might be off on the age, but I feel like there's, you know, a bit of an unexpected factor with this passing. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. I also feel, let's see. He's also telling me that he feels like there's something that he can take responsibility for with whatever would happen to him. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So he's coming through with, like, you know, my feeling of, you know, what I call heavy shoes. I feel like he had a bit of a struggle while he was here, whether it's like, you know, depression, addiction, or something like that. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I want to say that he's coming forth with a lot of remorse and sorrow because he's letting me know that one, he can take responsibility for the manner in which he passed and that he's coming, you know, with a lot of sorrow. He's also showing me that, you know, I feel him to be, kind of charming in a way. And I know that things were going on and he's letting me know that he's giving me my symbol of, you know, the quarter where it has like two faces, right? The heads and the tails, that depending on who he's talking to, you're only going to see a certain side of him. So he's letting me know, I understand that, that people or you didn't really see the extent of what was going on with him. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. He's giving me the month of March as significant for a birthday, passing, or anniversary.
Close.
Okay, now it could be for you or someone around you. It doesn't have to be for him. If you don't understand the march, it would be the number three, as you have three kids, or he was one of three.
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. And three. Is this a son for you?
No.
Okay, not getting the relationship yet as he gets closer to me. Let me just feel him out a little bit here. Now, I'm also getting, do you understand an M name like Michael?
Not.
He's giving me an M name, first, middle, or last name for someone.
Not off the top of my head.
Okay. All right. I want you to think about that. And I'm also getting a name like Alex or Alan or Andrew. There's an A name.
This person's mother was named Alex.
Name begins with an A? Okay, perfect. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. So acknowledgement to her then. And I'm also feeling... He's also showing me he's got a bigger dog with him, like a lab or a golden retriever, a bigger dog. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. 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 So that's keeping him company. He says it's my buddy. Yeah. And I'm also getting a name like Robert as well. Robert, Bob, Bobby.
About a minute left.
I have an uncle named Bob.
Okay, who's passed? Is he passed?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Perfect. Yep. Sometimes they just shout their names at me like that. But I want to bring them through. I'm not sure. Was this a relationship for you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm feeling, because he's just showing me that, you know, again, I have a lot of love, and I have a lot of apology to you as well, Debbie. He really is coming through with, you know, feeling very remorseful about the situation, and I just want to leave him with all his love.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thanks so much for calling,
have
Debbie. You take
night.
Care.
Thank you. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, very good. You know, Connie, it's interesting, but I try to mind my business during other mediums' readings, obviously. But, you know, sometimes you can't help it. I also right. felt a younger energy, too. So I don't know if maybe somebody else is coming through from another reading, but I was kind of feeling the same thing. So we got to, for those listening, sometimes this happens to us on the radio. You get the next two people down, you get there. Anyway, if we don't hear tonight,
right.
I'll probably get an email about it, and then I'll ask the person if I can post so everyone can see what happens behind the scenes.
I think I was close on the age, because I said under 40 and she said close. So, you know, sometimes we get a little bit off how they present themselves.
Yeah,
so.
The age thing too, but there was definitely a younger vibe.
Yeah.
There. I felt the same.
Gotcha.
I think we're picking up on the same thing. Okay. Anyway, next up we have Joe from New Jersey. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. Hi, Joe. Hi, Connie. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You for calling
How
and for
you?
Listening. So, Joe, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
Spirit, please.
Okay, I'll turn you over to Connie.
Thank you.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing this evening?
Hi. Good. How are you? This has been great.
Good. Yeah, great. Well, you've got a few people here. So first, I want to acknowledge Mom that's coming through. You understand that?
No, not my mom.
Okay, you have a mother-in-law? She's telling me she's like Mom, mother-in-law?
Yeah, yes, for
okay,
sure.
Great. I want to bring her through because I want to acknowledge her. She is coming through with a lot of love and respect for you. So I feel like that, you know, you had a pretty good relationship with her. You understand that?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. She's showing me like that I feel like she was always kind of like put together, because she's showing me like her nails are painted and she's kind of coordinated. Does that make sense for her?
Oh, yes. Color coordinated all the way.
Yeah. Yeah, because she's telling me, you know, every time, I mean, even if she's in the house, she's always like put together and her makeup done and her nails and her hair just right. So she's showing me that. And I feel also, I'm going to bring another gentleman through as I'm talking. You have a father in spirit?
Father-in-law.
Father-in-law. Okay. Did he have some mobility issues in the end?
I'm sorry?
Did he have mobility issues in the end? He's pointing to his legs,
yes,
that there's a problem. Yeah.
Yes.
So he's showing me that he either would have had some surgery or you know, he was using a walker or a wheelchair. You understand that?
Yes, wheelchair.
Absolutely. Yeah. But both of them are coming through, you know, again, with so much respect. And then they're showing me as they're sitting there, they're playing cards. So is that something that you would do together?
Oh, yes. Yes, they love to play cards.
Yeah. So they still do. So they're showing me that. And do you understand a name like John or Jack?
Jack is my son.
There you go. So there's an acknowledgement to your son. And also, they're very, very much around. They're giving me the number 4 as important. Do you have 4 children or are you one of 4?
I have 4 children.
Yeah, absolutely. So they're just showing me that, you know, they're very much around you. They're aware of what's going on. A name Anthony or Tony. Do you understand that?
No. Okay. No.
That's okay. No. I'm seeing the A name. Sometimes I get them wrong, but I feel like there's an A name they want to acknowledge. Okay, you can think about it. It could be a middle name. And I also want to say, they're coming forward and your husband is still here, Joe?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. They want to just, you know, give a big shout out to him. Now, who's really good with working on cars or knows a lot about cars?
Not us.
Okay. So they're wanting me to talk about cars. Was there something that was done with their cars when they passed?
Actually, we just sold a car, which is not something.
There it is. Okay. They want me to talk about cars. So it usually means something. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're just, you know, again, around showing what they see, what's going on with you. I just, you know, want to, you know, leave them. I'm going to just give one more thing. I am seeing the month of July as important. Do you understand that?
It's my birthday this coming Sunday.
There you go. Well, happy birthday. I'm going to leave your in-laws with all their love with you.
Thank you. Do you still have them? Can you ask them if Jim and Sam are there with them? If Jim and Sam are there with them?
If they've passed, then they're all together. They always are.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I hope that was meaningful for you. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you so much for calling, Joe.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, we appreciate it. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, awesome. All right, Connie, you're blowing through these tonight. This is great. Okay, so next we have Susan from Tennessee. Hi, Susan.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Oh, we're doing good, thanks. So, Susan, did you want to make a connection with spirit, or did you have a question?
Connection with spirit, please.
Okay, awesome.
Okay. Hey, Susan, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. I have a gentleman here for you. He lets me know that he had some heart issues. I feel like there's a couple things that may be going on, but I feel like the heart is really what caused him to pass. Do you understand this for a husband?
No.
Okay. Would you understand it for a dad? Sometimes I don't get the relationship right.
Possibly, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
Possibly.
So Yeah, I feel like it, she's telling me it's something that, you know, he's known about or he's managed with medication, but then I feel like it's the heart or a heart attack or something, you know, related to the heart that causes his passing. I'm also getting a connection to a name like, hold on one second here. What am I seeing here? I'm getting another S name. Is there another S name besides yours?
Well, if you're talking about my father-in-law, it could be.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know who I have. I'm just hearing the S name being shouted out, but I do have the... So it's your father-in-law that had the heart attack or heart condition?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. So if the S name pertains to him, then absolutely. Cause I'm hearing the S name as we're kind of moving this along here. So I also want to acknowledge a younger male that passed. And I think here's this energy again. So do you understand the younger male passing under the age of 30?
For sure.
Yeah. And is this a son for you?
It is.
Yeah, he's coming through and I'm understanding from him again, there is something unexpected about that. And I also do feel like he's saying that, you know, that he can take responsibility for what happened. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. He's telling me, I just feel like there's just an immense amount of love for you. And I'm also getting, I'm getting a name. Is there a name like Jake or Justin or Josh?
John.
Okay. Yep.
Or John.
And that was his. Is that his name?
His first name, yes, and his dad's name.
All right. Perfect. He is showing me too. There's a couple of dogs with him. They're like medium sized dogs, maybe 40 pounds or so, 50 pounds. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And did he like to hunt?
Oh, yes. His name was Hunter, Jonathan Hunter.
There you go. I heard Hunt. Okay. Very, very good.
And he loved to hunt, yes.
Yeah.
Good job.
So he's just coming through with so much love. He's giving me the month of October as being significant.
He passed in October.
Yeah. So, and he just knows, he just keeps showing me, I don't know. He just keeps showing me this big tree, and around the tree, there are all these birds around there. And he's saying, that's where I am. That's where I am. What does he mean when he's saying that?
Well, a lot of things. Birds are a big thing with him. But this morning when I was outside, the birds were like just going crazy. And I have a big tree in my backyard, and it was just like very different than usual.
That was him. I'm telling you, he specifically showed me all these birds flying around in this big tree. So know without a doubt that your son is right there with you. And you had that special feeling. So you were absolutely correct. That was him.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I hope that was meaningful for you. I'm going to leave him with all his love.
I'm gonna jump in, if that's okay. I don't mean to cut you off. Were you saying something, Susan? I'm sorry.
No, not at all.
Okay, I was just getting a couple of other things, just randomly, if that's all right. Connie, you were done, right?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, Susan, would you know why your son is showing me, like, you know, like sky riding, or like when a plane will fly by with like a banner, like advertising something, or is there any connection to, like, I don't know, it's going to sound silly to say it this way, but like writing in the sky, or I don't know if someone did it for him or he did it for someone else. Would you know what this is?
Well, I have a new grandson and his name is Jet. So possibly
his name is Jet?
Jet.
Yes. You know what? Maybe I'm not going to make it fit, only because I feel like they would have showed me like a Boeing or something. But your son literally showed me, if you haven't seen this yet, or you don't know what this is, keep an eye out for a sign from him that is literally like writing in the sky. Like you're thinking of him, or it's his birthday or something. And then, you know, that day, something, a plane, you're at the beach and a plane flies by and it's got a banner that has a sign on it or so. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like he's making a big deal about this. Susan, yeah, I'll be honest with you, though. I feel like this might be something that happened already, or like you're just not thinking of it in the moment, which is totally fine. But just please keep that there, because if it didn't happen already, I'd be surprised. And that means it's coming kind of soon. Is sort of what he's showing me. He also made me feel like music is very important. Again, either signs like through a song, or you'll get stuff like when you're listening to music. Has anything like that happened?
Yes, always.
Always. Okay, good. Because I'm glad we know about that, because he said music is kind of a big way we'll know that he's around. He also made me hear that John, I think it's John Denver, Country Roads, Take Me Home, that song.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a connection to him, or like, what'd you say?
Well, that's kind of how he was, you know, like.
I'll take that. That's fun. Yeah, because it's very like, I was going to ask you if he ever traveled around like the South or something, but I was like, that's a silly question based on this song. But you know how he's like in the song. Anyway, you know what I mean. But God, I mean, I assumed. I'm sorry.
The town he was from was very country. It's like the smallest county in our state.
Okay. I'll take that. Okay. But does West Virginia mean anything?
Not really.
Where you're from, is that close to West Virginia, or where he was
Tennessee.
From?
Tennessee, yes.
Okay, I was going to say I'm very geographically challenged. You got to help me out with that one. Yeah, okay, I'll take it if Tennessee is close to West Virginia.
Yes,
Susan, but please know, I'm sure it is evident from Connie's excellent reading, but also from, you know, what he's bringing through now, that your son is always around. He said to please keep asking for signs. He said he'll send you whatever he can, whatever you request. If he can do it, he will send it to you. So please don't ever feel like you're bothering him or you know what I mean? He said that, I don't know if there's someone who's particularly religious in your family, or there's religious people around you, or people with beliefs that maybe you shouldn't talk to a medium or shouldn't bother people who've passed already. But he said, and this goes for everyone listening, that's not true. Like, they love to communicate with us on the other side. So please don't ever make anyone, you know, let you question or... Your son loves to hear from you, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right,
much.
My friend. Listen, you take care, okay? Thank you so much for calling.
All right.
Thanks, Susan. Awesome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Awesome. Okay. We have time for probably one more reading. You ready?
Sure.
All right. Cool. So next up, we have Jennifer from California. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi there.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm doing okay. First time listening and first time calling in, so.
Oh, awesome. You got through. I love it. That's meant to be, I guess.
Yeah,
all right, so Jennifer, did you have a question for us? Did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
I want to make a connection with Spirit, if possible.
Of course. Okay, Connie, you're up.
Sure. Hey, Jennifer, how are you?
Hi, Connie. I'm okay. How are you?
Good, good, good. I do have a lady coming forward. She does feel like a mom to me. Do you have a mom in spirit?
No.
Okay. Mother-in-law?
Thankfully
feels like mom.
Yet. No.
Okay. All right.
No,
so let me just get her to come. That's okay. Let me get her to come a little closer. So she's letting me know that she's very much around a part of your life when you're growing up. Do you understand your mom, your grandmother on your mom's side passing?
Yes.
Okay. Because she lets me know that she was around you as you were growing up in your younger years. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, definitely.
Now, who plays the piano? She's showing me a piano.
That would be my aunt.
Okay. Also passed?
No.
Okay, she's here. All right, so that there's an acknowledgement shout out to her on the connection to the piano there. Now, do you understand a younger soul and spirit again passing? I'm going to put them under 25.
Yes.
Okay. So I understand also this is something that is unexpected. You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. And I feel like this is a child. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Is this a son for you?
It is.
Okay, yeah. So he's coming forward, and again, I feel like there's, you know, he's kind of telling me that there is something he can take responsibility for. You understand that?
No.
Okay, hold on a second. So from what I understand, that this is an accident. Is that correct?
Not really, no.
Okay, that's okay. Let me just feel it the way that I'm getting it here. Okay, so I'm getting like kind of mixed feelings, okay? So it's interesting because I'm feeling like in one way, there's something that he's aware of, but then on the other hand, I feel like there's a surprise factor. Does that make sense?
Kind of. It kind of does.
Okay. 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 You understand why I've got a little bit of a confused feeling there?
I kind of understand.
Okay. All right. So let me just get him to come a little closer. He also wants to tell me he wants to say that you did the best that you could. Do you understand why he would say that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, because I feel like there's like a matter of maybe like care or looking into things that could help the situation, but I kind of feel like, you know, there were things that were beyond anybody's control as he's showing it to me.
Yeah.
Correct? Okay. So, and I also feel that this is something that, you know, he's saying that was known for a while. So it wasn't like, you know, a surprise diagnosis. It was known for a little bit before he passed, correct?
No. I mean, it's very hard to explain, but not really.
Okay. I don't feel like he just found out about it and like, you know, the next day he was gone or in a week. There's a little bit of time in there as he's showing it to me, okay? That something is going on. So do you understand the month of March as being important?
About a minute left.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so March for a birthday, passing, or anniversary for someone, or he was one of three children?
He's one of three.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then I'm also getting a name like, hold on. Do you understand a name like Chris, Kristen?
I don't think so.
Okay. I've got the C or the K name sounding name that he wants to bring me. So I'm going to let you know that. And he's also showing me, did you plant a tree in his memory?
Yes.
Yeah, so he's aware of that and he's showing me that. He's very happy about that you did that. And I also feel like he's showing me that there's something else besides the tree that was done in his name. I don't know if it was like a fund or a contribution to something. Does that make sense?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's in the works.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So he's aware of that, and he's happy about that. So I just want to say your son is very, very much around. And again, he's so grateful to you for all that you tried to do for him. He's very much around. So I'm going to leave him with all his love.
And then, Jennifer, I have one thing to add really quick before we end. So, Jennifer, your son's a more recent passing, right, within the last 5 years?
Yeah, 9 months.
Okay. Okay, very recent. Okay. Do you know if your son had a TikTok?
No, he didn't.
Okay, so then I don't know why he'd be showing me something from TikTok that I'm even embarrassed I know about because I'm 35 years old. But there's this video on TikTok that was like very popular for a little while. And it was a guy like with this like song, and then he was doing like a dance, but he was also solving a Rubik's Cube or something. And your son keeps showing me this video over and over again. And if he didn't have a TikTok, I don't know what the hell that would mean. I don't know if there's like a connection to Rubik's cubes. I know that sounds odd. Or maybe there's something with that video. I'm not really too sure. Maybe ask one of your other children. Maybe they would know what this is or what he's referencing or why he'd be referencing it. It's such a such an odd thing and such a specific reference, but he is showing it to me. And there was a really famous song that was playing in the background, and I can't think of the name of it, but I'm sure your children will know. I'm sure they've heard of it or seen it at school or something. Okay?
Okay. Okay. I'll have to look into it.
Yeah. That's an odd one. I gave you a little homework, but just look into it. I'm sure you'll, you'll understand. But the whole time Connie was talking, like, what the hell's the video? This is the oddest thing ever. Anyway, Jennifer, thank you so much for calling. And I'm so glad you got through on your first try. That is definitely meant to be.
Yeah. Thanks, Jennifer.
Me too. Thanks so much.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Okay, well, we are just about out of time, but I would like to thank our guest, Connie Fisella, for joining us this evening. And Connie, once again, if our listeners would like more information about you, want to keep track of your work, schedule a private reading, et cetera, is your website the best place to do that?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's meaningfulmessages.info, right?
Correct.
Perfect. Okay, well, Connie, thank you as always. I appreciate it. And I'd like to also thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm Joe Peretta. And if you'd like to check out more of my work, you can visit me on my website at joeperetta.com or on Instagram at Joe Peretta. I'm also on TikTok. And in the meantime, I'd like to thank you, wish you all a great evening, and thank you for listening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.